The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's start with this one from Real Simple. Brush with greatness. Even if you're doing all the right things for your dental health, brushing and flossing daily, scheduling regular cleanings, you can still develop gum disease, an inflammatory infection of the tissue and the bone that surrounds your teeth. It starts with gingivitis, characterized by red, inflamed, and bleeding gums, explains Nick Mavrostomis, DDS, a cosmetic dentist at APA Aesthetic in New York City. And yes, it can be an issue regardless of your oral hygiene habits, he says, blaming genetics or mechanical issues with your bite. Left untreated, gingivitis can turn into periodontal disease, which could lead to tooth loss. It can also increase your risk of heart disease because the bacteria can travel elsewhere in the body, triggering inflammation in the blood vessels. More shocking, the condition affects 65 million Americans, including baseball legend Alex Rodriguez, who received an unexpected gum disease diagnosis last year during a routine checkup, and is now working with the pharmaceutical company Aura Pharma to raise awareness. I was honestly surprised, the World Series champ says. I'd always taken good care of my teeth. I brushed and flossed daily, and I never used chewing tobacco. If you suspect gum trouble, if you have red puffy gums, which bleed while you brush, or notice bad breath, see your dentist to talk about treatment options. And because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, follow the American Academy of Periodontists recommendations, which include flossing at least once a day and getting annual exams to ensure your bite is right. Consider it a game plan for a winning smile. From First for Women, 6 do's and don'ts of UTIs. Outsmart these infections with these easy strategies. Do spend time in the sun. Soak up 20 minutes of midday sun daily without sunscreen, and your skin will produce a full day's supply of vitamin D3, a nutrient that can halve your risk of developing urinary tract infections. The reason? Scientists reporting in the African Journal of Urology say vitamin D3 nourishes the bladder lining, keeping it healthy so germs can't invade, and it prods bladder cells to release bacteria-killing compounds called antimicrobial peptides. Do get more vitamin C. Bacteria hide inside biofilms, slippery protective coatings that help them stay attached to bladder walls and make it hard for germ-killing immune cells to reach them. Thankfully, vitamin C can help. This nutrient quickly breaks down troublesome biofilms and destroys bladder bacteria on contact, Egyptian scientists found. Take 500 milligrams daily, and you'll cut your risk of UTIs by as much as 60%. Plus, recover in half the time if you're battling one right now. More good news? Enjoy a heaping cup of vitamin C-rich citrus can provide the same impressive perk. Don't delay bathroom breaks. Your bladder can hold more than 16 ounces of urine, making it possible to go up to 8 hours without bathroom breaks. But a study in the journal BMC Infectious Diseases found that emptying your bladder every few hours, even if you don't feel a pressing need to do so, could reduce your UTI risk by 50%. The reason? When your body eliminates urine, it also flushes out bladder bacteria before they can grow and spread. Do sip iced green tea. It's packed with an antimicrobial compound that's able to pass through your GI tract without being broken down. And once the tea reaches your bladder, it destroys 80 of the troublesome bacterial strains that cause UTIs, say Italian researchers. To get the perks, drink 12 ounces of green tea or matcha daily. For a refreshing summertime sip, add a splash of fresh lemon, a little sweetener, and serve over ice. Don't use down there wipes. You're 250% more likely to get a bladder infection if you use feminine washes, douches, sprays, or wipes, according to Australian scientists, who add that these products disrupt the probiotic bacteria, lactobacillus, that stop germs from growing on skin and moving up into the bladder. Instead, wash with a mild, unscented cleanser that's made for sensitive skin and rinse well, then pat dry. And last, don't rush when you grill. Meat can harbor E. coli, and if those bacteria aren't destroyed during cooking, they can end up in your bladder, leading to a UTI. In fact, researchers at George Washington University found that as many as 640,000 UTIs are caused by foodborne bacteria annually. The USDA germ-killing advice? Cook steaks, chops, and roasts to an internal temperature of 145 degrees. Keep ground meat on the grill until it hits 160 degrees and aim for 165 degrees for all poultry. From First for Women, Simple Wellness Solutions, Spice Fix for Better Vision. Saffron supplements may protect your sight, say University of Sydney scientists who gave subjects with age-related macular degeneration 20 milligrams of saffron daily. The result? They maintained their vision thanks to anti-inflammatories that fight oxidative stress, a driver behind AMD. One to try? Now Foods Saffron from iHerb.com, iHerb.com. From Real Simple, have a micro-adventure. If you're short on time, money, or bravado, start small. Take a different route home from work and switch up whatever you normally listen to. If it's music, try a podcast or audiobook, or vice versa, or enjoy the silence. Stop at a new place for your morning coffee. Bonus points if you get wild and order something that you've never tried. Move in a new way. Work out in your backyard instead of the basement. Skip spin class and try African dance. Or swap Pilates for a long contemplative walk by yourself. Try anything that speaks to you. This can be scary if you are sight impaired. Rearrange your furniture. Will a newly feng shuied living room change your life? You won't know until you've moved that couch and then, you know, bumped into it a few times. Go to a new-to-you restaurant or get adventurous when cooking dinner. Head to the library for a low-risk way to try different cookbooks, even offbeat ones like the Star Trek cookbook or the 1983 classic Quiche, Quiche, Quiche. Have a weeknight dinner party. It's fine if you just order a few pizzas. The point is making merry on a school night. Find a new poem at poetryfoundation.org, and I'll spell that poetryfoundation.org. You can browse by topic, time period, where the poet lived, verse form, sestina, sonnet, etc., and more. For maximum enjoyment, read it out loud. Spend an entire day outside. Eat, read, daydream, nap, hike, host a cornhole tournament. Discover new music at the free internet radio and social networking platform 8tracks. That's the number 8, TRACKS.com. You can discover other members' playlists and upload yours. And last, drive to an intriguing place you've never been. See if you can navigate there and back home without your phone. So I guess they're encouraging you to get lost and then found again. From First for Women, Nutty Bite to Ward Off Migraines. Eating 2 Brazil nuts a day can send migraines packing. According to researchers in Frontiers in Nutrition, selenium in the nuts reduces levels of nitric oxide in migraine sufferers. And nitric oxide is what drives inflammation and oxidative stress in the brain that leads to the headaches. After 12 weeks of taking 200 milligrams daily, the amount in two Brazil nuts, subjects reported 61% fewer migraines that were shorter and less severe when they did occur. You know, just so you know, I'm going to put that one aside for myself to try. From First for Women, two true and uplifting tales. First, the right wrong number. When my phone dinged with a text from a number I didn't recognize during my lunch break, I was all set to delete it. But then I read the message, which was, I wasn't prepared to be diagnosed with breast cancer, and I feel so alone. Seeing the despair of this woman's words, I had to text back. I quickly replied, I think you sent this to my number by mistake, but maybe it was fate. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 4 years ago. Now I am cancer-free. I added, know that you have a friend if you need one. You can get through this. Soon my phone rang and she tearfully introduced herself as Carly, a 44-year-old mother of twin boys. We talked about everything for hours, from what to expect from surgery and chemo to how to keep her spirits up. We made a strong connection and a friendship that has lasted through her treatment, healing, and her full recovery. To this day, we marvel at the power of that right, wrong text. That was Grace Emery of Spokane, Washington. And calm in the storm. When powerful thunderstorms were forecast for a second night in a row, I worried about my 73-year-old Aunt Elaine all alone in her small farm. After calling again and again to make sure she'd be okay, I never got an answer. So in a panic, I made the 30-minute drive to check on her. As I got out of my car, I heard flute music trailing from the barn. My aunt had played since she was young and often entertained us on holidays. Still, I was taken aback when I found her performing for her two cows. They're afraid of thunder. So, like my mother always said, music is balm for the soul, she beamed. As she went back to playing, I saw how relaxed and comforted the cows were. As a clap of thunder shook the walls, I sat down on a bale of hay, caught up in the magic of the music. And that was Kay Winter of Salina, Ohio. From Woman's Day, be a hydration hero. You're never without a reusable water bottle, yay! Staying hydrated is important year-round, as water helps shuttle oxygen and nutrients to cells, muscles, and organs, so your body can function properly. It's extra crucial to keep tabs on hydration when the summer heat soars. Dehydration can cause tiredness or headaches, and it forces your heart to work harder to pump blood and could up your risk for heat exhaustion or heat stroke. To estimate your daily water needs, aim to drink half your weight in ounces. So if you weigh 140 pounds, sip 70 ounces of water, says Joy Bauer, a health expert and best-selling author, and also a nurse. Try Bauer's Hydration Boosters. Fun filter your H2O. Find simple ways to make unsweetened beverages more exciting. Keep flavored sparkling water on hand. And add fresh fruit or herbs to your water, or freeze them in ice cube trays to pretty up any glass. You can even make refreshing iced tea from fruity or herbal brews. Pad your intake with fruit. Fruit is loaded with water, not to mention vitamins and minerals. Melons like cantaloupe and watermelon have the highest water content of all, at more than 90%. So find ways to eat more of these. Watermelon is wonderful paired with mint and feta. Or create Bauer's spin on caprese salad, cantaloupe, cherry tomatoes, mozzarella balls, and basil. For handheld fun, thread everything on a skewer and drizzle with balsamic. And make it dessert. Summer's the perfect time for a fruity, sweet treat. Fruit has maximum flavor and nutrient density when it's ripe and in season. Shave large chunks of frozen melon or pineapple with a microplane to create fluffy, sweet, naturally sweet, fluffy ice. Or top fresh berries or slices of stone fruit with a scoop of ice cream or frozen yogurt. Did you know? Create a reusable water bottle club. Designate one for on the go, another for work, and don't forget one on the nightstand. From First for Women, step up to a healthier heart. Looking for an easy way to boost your heart health? Look no further than the nearest flight of stairs. British research revealed the brief bouts of exercise you get from stair climbing on a regular basis can lower risks of heart attack, heart failure, and stroke. Findings also suggest that the more stairs you climb on a regular basis, the better the benefits. That's why the study authors recommend taking the stairs at every opportunity, whether at work, at home, or when out and about. From First for Women, loosen a stubborn drawer. Summer heat and humidity can cause a wood drawer to swell and stick. To make it easier to open, remove the drawer and turn it upside down. So it's a good opportunity to clean out the drawer too, you see. Rub the sliding surfaces with furniture or floor wax. Then put the drawer back in and move it back and forth to distribute the wax. It will help it glide with ease. And if you don't have any wax on hand, you can use a bar of soap. And also, this is a real quick little tip, a paper clip can be used to mark the end of a roll of tape. How many times have you gone to use tape and the end is stuck to the rest of the roll and you can't hardly get it off? Well, that would avoid that. Just stick a paper clip right there at the edge. Fight fatigue with foliage. If a busy day leaves you feeling lethargic, sit near a lush tree or plant. Research shows inhaling their natural scents can help you feel refreshed and energized in 10 minutes. Thanks goes to aromatic compounds that greenery releases, prodding your brain to increase the production of stamina-boosting dopamine. And they did a quick poll, how do you halt hiccups? And 63% of respondents liked this option. Stick out your tongue as far as possible or pull on it gently. This stimulates the throat's hiccup-interrupting nerves. Who knew, right? And the fastest way to break in new shoes? To break them in fast, spritz straps with water, spot test it first, then put on socks and slide on your sandals. The water softens the material so they mold to your feet, while the socks stretch the straps so they have some give. And a free fix that works for knee pain? Without NSAIDs or pricey pain relief cream, lie on your back. Lift your knees in the air and gently massage your legs, starting at your calves and moving over your knees toward your thighs for 2 minutes. Scientists say elevation paired with a quick rub flushes trapped fluids out of tender knees, reducing stiffness by up to 60%. From First for Women, in focus, purple cabbage. This vibrant gem is too colorful to miss at your local market. Look for heads that are shiny with compact leaves, free of wilting or discoloration. Purple cabbage is packed with anthocyanins and antioxidants, which fight inflammation. And put the whole head unwashed in plastic storage bag, seal, and place in the crisper drawer of the fridge. And here's three ways to eat it. First, braise it. Cook one diced onion in 2 tablespoons oil over medium heat, 5 minutes. Add 2 pounds shredded purple cabbage, 1 thinly sliced green apple, 1/4 cup vinegar, 1/4 cup water, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cover and cook 30 minutes. And to grill it, whisk 1/4 cup oil, 3 tablespoons orange juice, 2 tablespoons mustard, 2 tablespoons white balsamic, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cut 1 head purple cabbage into 4 wedges. Grill on high heat 10 to 15 minutes. Drizzle with dressing and serve. And to make slaw, in a bowl whisk 1/4 cup cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons oil, 1 tablespoon mustard, 1 tablespoon honey, and 1/4 teaspoon garlic salt. Stir in 6 cups of shredded purple cabbage and 1 cup shredded carrots. Cover and chill for at least an hour. From First for Women, Fire Roasted Salsa Burgers. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 25 plus grill prep time, and this serves 4. We need 1/2 cup sour cream, 1 tablespoon lime juice, 1 1/4 pounds ground beef, 1/3 cup fire roasted salsa, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 4 ounces Monterey Jack cheese sliced, 4 sesame seed hamburger buns split, 1/4 cup ketchup, 1 avocado peeled, pitted, and sliced. In a bowl, mix sour cream and juice. In the separate bowl, mix beef, salsa, ground cumin, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Shape into 4 patties. Prepare grill for medium-high direct heat cooking. Grill the burgers, flipping once, 4 to 5 minutes per side for medium rare or until desired doneness. Top with cheese and 1/2 of sour cream mixture. Grill until cheese is melted, 1 to 2 minutes. Grill the rolls until toasted, 1 minute. Spread roll bottoms with the remaining cream mixture. Top with ketchup, burgers, and avocado. Serve with microgreens, lime wedges, and sweet potato fries. From Real Simple, rotisserie chicken and avocado tostadas. Active and total time are both 20 minutes. This serves 4, is quick cooking, dairy-free, and gluten-free. We need 1 large bunch of fresh cilantro, 1/2 cup tomatillo salsa or salsa verde, 1/3 cup mayonnaise, 1 1/2 tablespoons fresh lime juice from 2 limes, plus wedges for serving, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 4 cups shredded rotisserie chicken from 3.5-pound rotisserie chicken, 2 cups mashed avocado from 2 avocados, 8 corn tostadas, 4 cups shredded iceberg lettuce from 1 head of lettuce, 3 radishes cut into matchsticks or about 1/2 cup. Cut off thick woodsy stems from cilantro and discard. Transfer 1 packed cup cilantro leaves with tender stems into a blender. Coarsely chop the remaining cilantro to equal 1/2 cup. Reserve leftover cilantro for another use. Add salsa, mayo, lime juice, and 3/4 teaspoon salt to the blender with the cilantro. Process until smooth, about 20 seconds. Pour into a large bowl. Add chicken to the bowl and toss to combine. Divide mashed avocado among the tostadas. Season with remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt. Top each tostada with lettuce, chicken, radishes, and chopped cilantro. Serve with lime wedges. From First for Women, Lemon Garlic Shrimp with Linguine. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 8 ounces of linguine, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 pound peeled, deveined, extra-large shrimp, size 26 to 30, tails on, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest, and 1/3 cup sliced fresh basil. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook pasta according to package directions for al dente. Reserve 3/4 cup of the pasta cooking liquid. Drain the pasta. In a large nonstick skillet, heat 2 tablespoons oil over medium-high. Add shrimp. Cook flipping once until opaque, about 2 minutes per side. Add garlic and pepper flakes. Cook 30 seconds. Add pasta cooking liquid, lemon juice, zest, a quarter teaspoon salt, and the pasta. Cook, gently stirring occasionally until heated through 1 to 2 minutes. Divide among 4 serving bowls. Top with basil. How about blueberry lemon oat waffles? Active time 5 minutes. Total time is 20. And this is just enough for one. We need cooking spray. 1 cup rolled oats. A medium ripe banana. A teaspoon vanilla extract. 1/2 teaspoon lemon extract. 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. A pinch of sea salt. 3/4 cup water. 1/2 cup whole fresh blueberries, plus 1/2 cup of mashed and warmed blueberries for serving. 1 tablespoon maple syrup, also for serving. Preheat the waffle iron. I use a four waffle iron for this recipe, and lightly coat it with cooking spray. In a blender, combine the oats, banana, vanilla, lemon extract, baking powder, and salt. Add the water and blend until smooth. Gently fold in the 1/2 cup whole blueberries. Pour the batter into the waffle iron, using about 1/4 cup batter for each waffle. If using 4 waffle iron, you'll do this in 2 batches. The recipe makes 4 to 6 waffles. Cook for 5 to 8 minutes, or until the waffles no longer stick or pull apart. Repeat with the remaining batter and serve hot with syrup and the mashed blueberries. Well, that sounds like that's more than enough for one person. You might be able to serve 3 or something on that one. From First for Women, try this self-cleaning oven hack. The next time you make a roast, don't let that hot oven air go to waste. After you've removed any food from the oven, spray the inside of the oven with a 50-50 mixture of water and white vinegar. Shut the door and let it sit for 30 minutes while you're eating. As the solution evaporates, the inside will steam and loosen stains. Once cool, use a sponge or towel to wipe down. Yogurt, better than ever. A special seal from the FDA allows a food to claim health benefits on its label. The latest recipient, yogurt, which is backed by substantial scientific proof that consuming 2 cups per week can ward off diabetes by stabilizing blood sugar. A good reminder to add it to your breakfast. My husband and I have been eating yogurt parfaits, where we mix in frozen blueberries and some granola, and they are so yummy. Well, on that note, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I hope to hear from you again next time. Bye now.